Kevin from Eugene, Oregon, wants to know a little bit more about the Hindus' perception of reincarnation.
Well, as I understand Hinduism, they basically have a cycle or a wheel that you go through multiple incarnations, and there really is no way off of it. You kind of keep going through it almost through infinity, and as you continue to acquire bad karma, if you don't work that off in the next life, you continue to take that with you through each lifetime. Therefore, it's a kind of a downward spiral, which explains the caste system and things like that. That's why they have those things in place, because a person is supposed to be paying for their bad karma by being born into poverty. Buddhism came along essentially as an attempt to reform that system and give people hope of moving out of the cycle of rebirth into what they call nirvana, or their ultimate state of bliss.
And reincarnation is primarily then the soul. That's what we're dealing with, unlike ghosts, which were the personality.
Right. The soul is immortal and eternal and indestructible. Personalities are just a temporary construct of the soul designed to experience things in the world of time and space.
If you had to describe the soul in a physical form, how could you describe it?
Well, I suppose you could describe the soul as the wave on the ocean. God is the ocean, and the individual souls are the individual waves on the surface of it.
But, you know, is it... It's not something you can see. It's not something you can feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what is it? I mean, is it just the energy? I mean, is it in another dimension?
Well, actually, I think it's consciousness itself. Consciousness is a type of energy. And I believe that consciousness is what is used to create everything that we see around us. So everything is a construct of conscious energy. And the soul is a type of conscious energy, which is why it has the ability to create.
Have you always been a believer in reincarnation, or have you been a skeptic?
Oh, no. For years and years, I was a skeptic of it. I was an evangelical Christian for almost 20 years, and I actually used to teach classes against reincarnation.
What happened to you?
Well, you always know more when you're ignorant than you do when you learn things. I started to actually move out of the evangelical Christian community. I started reading other ideas, and that led me eventually into reincarnation. Once I began to actually study it seriously, instead of just taking other people's words for it, I began to see that it made a lot of sense, and got to the point where I finally decided this makes more sense to me than what I used to believe in.
You know, with the past lives, does that fuel, does that drive our thought patterns, our interests, our personality, who we used to be, our hobbies?
Oh, absolutely. I think it affects our life in a lot of different ways and very subtle ways. It's responsible for some of our phobias, plus it's also responsible for some of our affinities. If you have a real love of, say, England or France, that's probably a result of having lived in those countries. Also, by the same token, it affects our professions. I think people that are naturally attracted to being a doctor may have been a doctor in a past life, for example.
Or a patient.
a lot of times, yeah. I also believe it affects our sexuality. I think that one of the possible explanations for homosexuality may be a gender transfer that hasn't quite completely taken. If you were a opposite gender in a past life and you enjoyed being that gender, it may be difficult to make that transition in this life, which would explain homosexuality.
That's an interesting take. Richard from Oregon wants to know if and how you pass over, you have no memory. Could that affect things? And I guess, why is that? How could some people not have a memory of their past life, even in regression?
Well, I think there's times you could block it. If it was something that you are hiding from yourself in your own psyche, if you go into a regression kind of being afraid of being hypnotized, it's very difficult to hypnotize a person against their will, and they might block it that way. And there's a number of different reasons, but I think most people who go through a regression will probably remember some things. I've witnessed two of them besides having my own, and I've never seen anybody come up with a complete blank for the whole thing.
What are some of your theories on the process of the rebirth and what the soul is attempting to really achieve here through these multiple incarnations?
Well, I think the process itself, in terms of the mechanics, is that what happens when a soul is ready to come back into the flesh, it actually seeks out a developing embryo or a fetus, probably at a very early stage. It knows who the parents are. It knows what the circumstances of the birth are going to be, for the most part, in terms of finances and race and gender and things like that. It makes a decision to enter into that fetus. And it's kind of a progressive thing. As the fetus develops, that soul essentially develops more of a personality within it until it's born.
I always heard sometimes, though, that the soon-to-be human had the right to select its soul. I'm not so sure that's the case. I think you're almost appointed. It's almost like presented to you.
Well, I do think that there is such a thing as spiritual counselors, if you will, that will explain to you what might be the most beneficial direction for you to go. But I also do believe you have free will, and you can decide to ignore them. You can decide to grab the first fetus you find, or you can decide not to come back into the flesh for an extended period of time if you choose to do that, too.
Of these areas that you have investigated, you've always come across people who've talked about karma. You have good karma. You have bad karma. What does that mean?
Well, of course, karma is the idea that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So anything bad you do in one life is going to come back at you in the next life. I personally don't believe in karma. I think that there are natural consequences in the things we do, and there's also natural benefits in some of the things we do. But in terms of punishing one personality for the crimes that were committed by a previous personality, to me, is counterproductive. If you can't remember what you're being punished for, there is no value in it. Therefore, I don't really believe in karma as it's taught in Eastern religions.
Why don't all religions agree on reincarnation?
Well, I think that the threat to the Western mindset is that we are unique individual personalities, and if we reincarnate, then I'm not so unique anymore. I'll be replaced by some new personality, and I'll just kind of not be anything. So I think part of it's just the ego. The ego doesn't want to be destroyed or fade into nothingness, even though that's not what it really does, but that's what we sometimes understand is happening with reincarnation. I think that's why we fight it.
Do you think on your next checkout, there's going to be another check-in with reincarnation?
I would imagine so. I can't imagine why I wouldn't keep doing this over and over again until I figure out what I'm supposed to do.